Weather conditions across the Midwest will continue to be somewhat tenuous for a while longer. We're expecting to see only scattered showers and some thunderstorms to occur across the region as we move forward through this next several-day period. Our best opportunity for rain will come from two frontal systems. The first will come across the region on Thursday into Saturday as a weak frontal boundary coming down out of the northwest. Frontal system is not likely to deliver a tremendous amount of rainfall potential, but anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to a quarter of an inch will occur most often, with some local totals in the half to three-quarter inch range. The precipitation will all be welcome, but it's not likely to stand up very well against evaporation, although temperatures will not be as warm as they have been in recent days. We'll be looking at those high temperatures across a big part of the region to run in the 70s and 80s over these next several days. Evaporation rates will be down somewhat, but we'll still experience at least a little bit of an increase in topsoil moisture for a short period of time. None of the precipitation that occurs Thursday through Saturday will have much of an impact on the majority of the driest areas in the Corn Belt, which continues to be in the area from Nebraska back to Illinois and including Iowa southward to areas like East Texas and portions of the U.S. Delta. These areas are not likely to see a tremendous amount of precipitation coming back into the area for a while, but it looks like Sunday through Tuesday of next week, we may get a warm front to cut through parts of the western Corn Belt, and the potential for some more locally heavy thunderstorms will be a little bit higher during that period of time. Last night, we saw some locally heavy thunderstorms surprise some residents in parts of central Iowa, with rain totals of more than 1 inch being reported. But if we take that little pocket of greater rain and that which occurred on Sunday and put them together, the entire state of Iowa still has only seen light amounts of rainfall, with the majority of the precipitation that's been more than an inch in the last 2 or 3 days, less than 15 to 20% of the state, leaving a lot of real estate there with a need for greater amounts of rain. The forecast, though, for that Sunday through Tuesday period is still going to be supportive of bringing in some greater amounts of precipitation to a part of the Corn Belt that is still suffering greatest from dryness. We'll keep our fingers crossed and see how that turns out. Rain totals could run from a half inch to an inch, with locally more in some areas in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, or Minnesota during that period of time. It is still a low-confidence event. The computer forecast models are being inconsistent with that potential rain event, and close monitoring of that time period is still warranted. If the rains fail to develop, we may have more serious dryness on our hands as we move into next week, because the pattern next week is going to be similar to that of this week, with only light amounts of precipitation likely, especially in the central and southern parts of the Midwest. The jet stream should be shifting further to the north next week, which means that areas in the south from Kansas eastward to the Ohio River Valley may see a lot less precipitation for a while, and showers and thunderstorms of greater significance will be mostly from the Dakotas over to Michigan. Our temperatures will stay in the 70s and 80s over these next few days, but some warming will occur next week, with many areas in the 80s again. Some lower 90s will occur periodically in the southwestern Corn Belt, and we'll also see a few upper 70s next week still continuing in the northernmost parts of the region. Low temperatures at night will fall back mostly into the 50s and 60s over the next full week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.